Good day. I'm Joe Selensky at Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Listen, Abraham was living in a very prosperous city, a center of trade and commerce, when God came to him and said in Genesis chapter 12, of verse 1, "Leave this country and your extended family, and go to a land that I will show you, and I'll make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and through you all families of the earth will be blessed." Now, Scripture sums up Abraham's response like this: "So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him." No argument. Abraham didn't try to make deals with God or have any demands. He didn't say, "Lord, if you would just give me a sign, give me a new four-wheel drive pickup truck, that would do." God spoke. Abraham obeyed. And you know, change happens, and we better learn to deal with it as well. Not all change. We may have to just cope with some, but not accept it if it's not within God's will. But there is a great majority of day-to-day, seasonal, yearly changes to come into all our lives that God allows. So resistance and little gray brain cells in denial, that only exasperates the situation. Change happens naturally, and God will bring some change into your lives, and He will help you bring good from change. So Abraham was not the first person to deal with change, and he certainly wouldn't be the last. Change happens. All of us are watching our life situations change daily, sometimes twice a day. So grow in adaptability, especially when God has been part of or has allowed the change. And if Scripture shows us anything in today's reading, Abraham obviously was a man who could adapt to change. And, you know, change comes easier if we work at keeping our primary relationships strong. We can cope with almost any change in our lives if there are people surrounding us with love. Don't you wonder how Sarah, Abraham's wife, dealt with the drastic change God and Abraham subjected her to? To move from the security of a great walled city, to become nomads in the desert, to leave the familiar comfort of family and friends, that required both faith and resilience. Now, husbands, take heed. It is absurd that it should always be the wife who compromises. Love requires that both partners adjust to the needs of the other. Scripture tells us to love our wives the way Jesus loved us, and that's all about sacrifice. Accept the change needed, and the best security for your family in and through a change is found in the nurturing love that you have for one another. If everything else is stripped away, you can still make it your love for one another. That will make the change secure. It'll make your relationship secure. But there is a relationship more important than any other. It is the relationship we have with God. So a rock-steady faith in God is essential in a world where everything else is in flux. God spoke, and Abraham obeyed. Abraham could face a new world with confidence and power because he knew God was with him. If your change is not disallowed by God's word or His influence in your life, then face that change, and God will help you if you seek Him in the change. I hope you want to be the man or the woman God means for you to be. If you are, you won't need to worry about what the future holds. There will be changes, but you'll not only cope, you will conquer through the power of the Heavenly Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit within you. God bless and keep you all in His loving hands forever. It's been my privilege to be your Mars Hill Radio pastor for the day.